old stinker with his fishing tips. Some hot advice for your fishing trip. Where to find him? What's the bait?
Are you catching any, mate?
Our first guest this morning, Stinker, always catches him. Good morning, Stinker.
Good morning, George.
How are you, mate?
Oh, great, really great. What a beautiful day it is again in Port Stephens. A gentle breeze blowing, and I'm at Little Beach at the moment. It's live from Little Beach, which is one of my favourite spots, I must admit. But I'm looking over straight across the other side of the port, and there's a great sand hill over there where they've been dredging the shortcut, which has been a great success, so I'm told. So there's the old shortcut. Are you aware of all that dredging going on the other side?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, mate, no.
No. Well, it's a sand dune. It's a man-made sand dune. It's sort of, and that's the sand that's been dredged up so that boats can take that shortcut, you know. But then, of course, Pindyma, north and south Pindyma, is it's very clear today. It's crystal clear, look, right up to Soldiers Point, back up to the Bulladilla Ranges. Just a lovely day, George.
Yeah, well, all that rain we've had, mate, has cleared the air.
Yeah, and that little breeze must have a little bit of southwest in it, right? I don't know which way the wind is. There's a bit of west, I think, a bit of northwest or something in it, and it's real. A westerly does clear the sky.
Yeah, no, that's true, that's for sure. Now, there's a big fishing competition on this week, mate.
Oh, yep, it's what they call the trailer boat fishing comp, which you must be in a boat to catch a fish, so you can't catch them off the beach or the rocks or anywhere else. You might better be in a boat. And we'd expect 1,000 extra fishermen in town this weekend, so just be a little bit sort of careful of where you fish and be respectful of others, because things tend to get a bit heated down around the boat ramps. You get a bit of ramp rage, I call it. A bit of ramp rage with either too slow getting in and too slow getting out. All our facilities will be under pressure this weekend. And the fishing is just sensational. So I'm expecting some really lovely fish to be caught.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there would be, mate. And there's a nice size blue marlin there in the paper. So this is the season for blue, black and striped marlin, apparently, and from about April to May. And that's when they sort of stick to our sort of coastline, particularly off Port Stephens. So that's the reason for that particular one being in the press, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, we were home of game fishing here, and it really started here in before the First World War, and got a long history in game fishing, and pleased to announce that game fishing has lent more and more towards catch and release. I don't like the chances of that particular fish swimming away, I'm a great supporter of catch and release competitions. I think it's the way to go. If they're going to have a barbecue, well, it'll be some massive barbecue with a fish like that. So I don't know where that fish would end up, but I'm hoping it's been used rather than just to win a prize, you know.
Yeah, well, that's important, I think. You know, it's important that if you're in competitions, etc., you know, there's something that comes out of the catch, particularly if it's not released. It either goes onto somebody's table or in the fish shop, so that people can enjoy the goodness of it, in the foreseeable future.
Well, the flathead in the paper's a beauty too. You can't quite get your grasp the size of it. It's an absolute thumper. It's a metre long, fish.
I didn't believe that flathead grew that long, mate.
Yeah, well, that's a really big fish. A metre flathead is an absolute thumper. And those boys, now they're 11 year old, the kid that caught that, the young bloke that caught that. And he was the first to, after the photos were taken, to let it slide back over the side and swim away. And it's the younger generation that we really need to listen to, George, because they're the ones that say, look, you know, take what you need, take the fish that you need to feed the family and maybe the person next door, and let everything else go, which I think is fantastic. Now, flathead are all female fish around that big size. The big fish in the flathead world are all females. So just be aware of that. And if, like there's this competition this weekend, anyone who targets flathead, keep them alive, which can be done in big tubs. It can be done with an aerator. Weigh your fish in, get your prize, and then let your fish go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, are we allowed to say on air where the fish was caught so that all of our budding fishermen can rush down there today?
Yeah, well, you can ask, and I asked the same question, and they said inside Port Steve.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. People want to know where to go. Not to catch the same fish, but there's possibility of, smaller flathead in the same area.
Well, the interesting part about flathead and all fish, George, is that they move. So it's an interesting thing because they say there's no X marks the spot, but it's a sort of a habitat that attracts the fish, you know. So he did narrow things down between Corrie Island and Karoo. Now, I'm just looking at that area. I'd say there's a lot of flathead in that area. And I was talking to one of the best flathead fishermen in this port, Russ Jobson, yesterday. And Russ tells me that there's some beautiful fish west of Soldiers Point. The flathead stocks are excellent. And I've been saying this for years. Port Stephens is a leader in recreational fishing. And there's a lot to be learned. We've got a great balance here with commercial fishing, recreational fishing, tourism, the economics of the community. We're all in balance at the moment, and that's the way it's got to be. And that's the way with young fellas like who caught that flathead, when they're the next generation, they're going to ensure that that's the case, which is, gives me confidence.
Yeah, no, it's good to see that, mate. And it's one of the few sports which is, gaining momentum with the younger generation. Actually, there seems to be more and more kids out there throwing the line in, which is great because a lot of sport, kids are not really interested. But this one's different because it's like a lucky dip, there's anything at the end of the line.
Well, I'm going to spend the afternoon with the Coringle kids, the little tikers, the preschoolers.
Yep.
That's going to be an interesting experiment for me to have all the preschoolers. And we're going to be at Little Beach in a couple of weeks' time, and those kids are just busting to learn about fishing. And they're only 3 or 4 years old. So that's what's happening. Mm. There's a wave of these kids that are fascinated in the sport, or in the leisure time activity, which is fishing, and they'll learn about sustainability and about the environment and about the importance of looking after our fish and our environment. So that's all part of it, and that's what makes me so excited about the game.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. All right, appreciate you coming on the program as always, Sneaker, and hopefully we can have another chat next Friday.
Most certainly, George.
All right, you look after yourself.
All right.